This is the P1 podcast. Can we restart? Can we restart? Oh no. October 25th, 2008.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
Best intro ever.
The best was the. No, we're not restarting.
P1 podcast.
Pop. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to Pilsky! Hey, you gotta fail to win, right?
That's what yeah, you do. And that was an ultimate fail. Ow! Ow! Man down!
Meanwhile, Space Boy's just rocking out, not even paying attention.
He's rocking that like air triangle.
Hi! It's the P1 podcast, everybody. Episode 16, I'm your host, P1 Quimby, and I'm a failure. I'm just gonna go cut myself, I'll be back.
Save that clip.
Ooh, I like it, I like it. I'm back in the game.
Woo!
Is that all you have? I sent you the whole song to me today.
That's the whole song.
Oh. I fail all over the place. Hi, everybody! We are back with another fantastic, moving, thrilling, dramatic, idiotic P1 podcast. And here we are. I am here, P1 Quimby, surrounded by my colleagues and contributors and people who smell nice. One of them happens to be P1 Denny.
Oh, and hi, Denny.
Hey, hello. Denny. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This week, I want to get to know some of our podcast team members a little better.
Oh.
Danny.
Ah.
What is your favorite television show?
Oh, what? What kind of question is that?
Talk to me. Come on.
Would you like me to start alphabetically?
No, pick one.
I can't pick one.
Pick one. Nice. Pick one that if you missed and it never came on again, you'd cry.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ah, yes. Good show. And best why? Show ever. Why do you like that show so much, Donna?
Because it is the best show in the world.
Oh,
like,
really?
Full of racist humor and, like, pervy Danny DeVito.
Yes, pervy Danny DeVito. And Nightman. Dayman.
Nightman, yes. And Green Man.
Oh, yes. Green Screen Man. Yes. He's awesome. So, hey, if you aren't watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you better.
What channel is it on?
FX.
What
on
time?
Thursday nights at 10.
Oh, yeah. Set your TiVo today.
Full shizzle.
Danny, you're the greatest ever.
I
next
need that.
Up on the lineup. It is P1 Peaches, batting cleanup.
Woo!
What's up, girl?
What up?
How you doing?
Well, I'm a little hopped up on cold medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun now.
Oh, I know, dude. I'm like ready to rot.
So, Peaches,
yeah.
We want to know more about you.
Okay.
What is your most favoritest band in the world?
Well, I guarantee you. Actually, I got to go Garbage.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're only happy when it rains, huh?
That is a fact, and it hasn't rained in a while, so I've been sad for a while.
And complicated.
Yes.
Oh, no!
This is one of her
I
favorite
lied.
Songs.
This is my favorite song. This is how it sounds when I sleep.
Nice. I feel sorry for your future husband.
No,
poor guy.
He loves me, no matter what. In sickness and in health.
Lies.
So take that.
He had his fingers crossed behind his back when he said that.
Yeah.
Sorry. And the greatest contributor of all time to the P1 podcast. His name, in case you haven't heard, is P1 Space Boy.
Space Boy. Space Boy.
Whoa.
Space Boy.
Whoa.
Hey, that's you.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Welcome. How you doing?
Hello, hello.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, it is. After an awesome boo ball last night.
Ooh, I can't wait till we
talk about
that a little later. Space Boy, we want to know you better. Doesn't everybody in the chat room? Everyone say yes.
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 What is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh,
let's
murmur,
get into
murmur,
that.
Murmur.
Okay,
let's get into that.
One.
I want to hear. I've never asked. We all know about your favorite gay band, but I want to know about your favorite movie. Movie. Hi.
Let's travel back in time to.
Whoa.
Back in the good old days when movies were new.
Okay.
There was a little known actress known as Kate Hudson.
Oh.
She starred in a movie called Almost Famous.
Oh,
that is a good one.
So
love
cute.
That movie.
I got scared though, and they had to like stick the tube down her.
Hold me closer,
oh,
tiny
yeah.
dancer.
Yeah.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Bada. Tony Danza. Good one, Peaches. Let's give her a round of applause.
Thank you.
She deserves a round
I'm
of applause.
I'm on fire tonight. Thank you.
That's pretty good. It sounds like the cold message I can't talk tonight.
I'm going to take it now. I'm going to take two shots of it before every podcast. Apparently, it helps me be funny.
Yeah, and apparently, I've been on cold meds because I don't know anything that I'm doing. I don't know any of this. Yeah. So, we should be having a call in here pretty soon. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Very excited. Yep. And we have a phone line tonight, you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a phone.
Just for the record, Corman, my favorite movie was not Powder.
Oh my gosh.
I actually saw previews for that, and I'm like, this movie looks really good. And I went to go see it, and it was
It's not.
It made me cry.
Crystal Skull.
It's not.
It's almost as bad as the Crystal Skull.
What about The Thief, The Cook, and His Partner, or whatever that movie Sean likes?
Actually, I'm a fan of A Fish Called
the
Wanda.
The Acrobat, The Midget.
A what?
Fish Called an Wanda.
What is that?
Have you ever seen A Fish Called Wanda, Danny?
No.
Such a good movie.
I've seen Big Fish.
No. Something About Wanda. That movie is so
I've seen Something About Mary.
Hilarious.
Something About Mary?
You need to go get that.
I'm going to store right now.
Maybe I will pick that up.
See you, Danny.
Yeah.
Fire up the spaceship.
So anyways, we do have a phone line tonight. Danny will put the phone number into the chat room.
Yep.
And we'll do some open phones here in just a little bit. Do any of you guys have questions of me since we got to know you guys so well? Anything you particularly want to know?
Actually, yes.
Whoa.
Shoot.
Okay, you ready? What is the best, the highest score you've ever got bowling?
Oh. Video game or real life? Or on my cell phone?
Wii, of course.
On the Wii, I've gotten like a 189, 194.
Nice.
Killed it. I kill it on the Wii. But do you get me in real life? I think my highest score in real
life,
106. And that was only once. I average about a 75 every real game that I play. Yay, go me! Woo! And I'm always the one planning the P1 bowling nights.
Yeah,
so I don't get it.
Weird.
I just go there to dance like a monkey. Have some Sierra Nevada. What's up now? So it is 8:30. Is our friend calling in?
Yeah.
When?
No.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird. All right. Here we go.
You guys are like connected.
We got like a phone call.
Space Boys is plugging it in.
Good evening, P1 Podcast.
What's up?
Who the heck is this?
What's up, girl? P1 Fangia.
Oh, yay! My gosh, but you didn't say your tagline.
All right. Good morning, San Diego.
Yay!
He's so good.
Hey! Hi, Sanjaya.
He hates that so much.
Where are you?
I'm up here in Julian, camping out.
Wow. Are you eating apple pie and drinking apple cider?
You know what? I'm against apples here in
You're weird.
Uh-huh.
Only because they're all about their apples, so I'm like against apples. I'm not gonna eat one damn apple.
Oh my gosh! Will you bring me back a pie?
I've already told a couple of the people that live here.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, I'm gonna go down to freaking McDonald's and buy myself my own apple pie.
Nice.
You're gonna get lynched.
You are so good.
I'll microwave it.
You just eat a bunch of oranges while you're there. These oranges are so delicious.
Yeah, I'm gonna go stand on the corner and sell my oranges.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. Well, he is Mexican, you guys. So I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hanas. So you've been posting a lot on the site about the Hidden City Derby Girls, dog.
Yeah. So I got to represent.
Talk to me. What are you doing with the Derby Girls? What's up with that? Give us the lowdown.
P1 Hamela Anderson?
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she's on the team, so I'm trying to do the best I can to, like, proposition them.
Oh. Proposition? Whoa. So he's sleeping with them?
Hidden City Derby Girls.
Do you mean promote, you silly boy?
Yeah.
You are ridiculous.
I'm trying to do whatever I can to, like, because they're a new team and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do whatever I can to, like, you know, bust their name out and, so.
Very nice. So are you doing anything? Are you skating in a Speedo at all?
No, well, I was trying to do, like, I was going to go for, like, the referee position.
Uh-huh.
But I guess there's another guy there that has a bigger package than me, so I can't.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not qualified enough.
That's the qualification. Bummer.
Well, I heard there's, like, this stuff you can buy, like, online that'll.
Yeah, dude, Enzyte.
So when are you ever going to be back on the podcast? We miss you.
Yeah, I know. I miss you guys. But you know what, dude? I'm just, like, always so busy on the weekends. It's
you weekend
really
worry bort, you.
Yeah, we're on off schedule.
Whatever.
You know, if we can do something on the week nights or something like that, the weekdays.
No, never. We're not going to do anything to fit your lifestyle. Just kidding. Hey, Danny's got a question for you.
Hey, Sandra.
What up, buddy?
Hey, how's your week? How's your week looking? Are you busy?
This week?
Yeah.
No.
All right, because I told Quimby this idea. But you know all the dudes, like the old dudes, like standing on the street corners, like with the signs that say yes on Prop 8?
Yeah.
We need to get you in a Speedo and some roller skates. So we can take some pictures with those dudes.
We can probably do that.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, cool, man.
That would seriously, like, make my week if you did that. Make my year if you did that.
How funny would that be?
Yeah, so, Jay, people in the chat room are freaking out. They would love that.
You better hurry up and do it before the freaking election.
Yeah, I know, dude. We need to do it, like, this week.
Yeah. I want that
on Prop 8.
I want that to be my wallpaper on my computer.
How great would that be?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, one thing, I don't have rollerblades or skates or whatever.
Oh, we can figure that out, dude. Borrow your girlfriend's, dude.
Yeah, borrow Hamela's.
How about high heels?
yeah, that would work, too. I'm sure you got a pair of those lying around. So foul.
I have some hot pink ones you can wear.
Yeah.
Show me the money. let's see. Peaches, you miss your BFF?
Hi, Sanjiji.
What's up, girl?
I'm sick. I think it's because of...
What? You sound like...
Wow. Gotta hit the button. Write down the time, 8:37 p.m. Sanjaya just cursed on the podcast. You're fired.
My first time, too.
No. Yeah, I got your headphones, bro.
That's cool.
And I miss you. We gotta hang out soon. We gotta do double date style.
Very nice. So is there anything you'd like to say to the P1 world, Sanjaya?
You know, I just got to say that. I love everybody.
Aww.
I miss you guys, and I'm just so glad that they're out there. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have P1 podcast.
You're so cute. Peaches has a question for you.
So, hey, Sanjaya, I heard that Dr. Wayne was up in Julian, that he's camping out with you. Is that true?
Hey, you guys know everything, dude. I just want to know who in the hell told you guys all this crap?
Well, I just had a feeling, you know, since he likes hanging out with you.
And Voice Scouts.
Hold on, let me go get him.
Okay.
Dr. Wayne! Hold on, he's coming.
Okay. Did he bring his Xbox into the campsite?
Hey, gang.
Hey, Dr. Wayne. How are you doing?
Hey, gang. It's Dr. Wayne here. Just giving Sanjaya a massage.
Really? Really? Yeah. So did you bring your Xbox camping with you, Dr. Wayne?
I brought more than an Xbox.
Oh, did you bring your wife with you?
Left her at home. She has to, take care of the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. So have you guys been working out up there in Julian?
What was that?
Have you been working out, Julian?
I've been working out. I've been picking a lot of apples.
Oh, I bet you have. I bet you have.
I'm going to be feeding them to Sanjaya tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, you're going to hand feed
him down.
Did Zeth happen to join you guys? Or?
you know, to tell you the truth, I'm over Zeph.
Oh.
He is too lame and just not enough gay for me.
Well, you know, we all need it.
I'm all about the Speedo.
Oh, you're so great. Well, Dr. Wayne, it's great talking to you. Can we talk to our friends in Jaya again?
Yeah, hold on 1 second, okay?
Thanks.
I love you guys.
I love you more. Aw, Dr. Wayne. What a weirdo.
Creepy, dude. Oh,
sorry.
All right, guys.
Oh, right. Sunjaya.
I can't believe Dr. Wayne is even here with me, but he just basically tagged along.
Uh-huh. You know how he is.
Hit in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stowaway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to let you go, Sanjaya, but thank you so much for calling in. I miss you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Sure. Do you guys want me to bring you down some Julian apples? I mean, I heard they're, like, better than...
Bring me a pie. Bring apples. Me a pie. 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 Pie.
I'll go
pie.
To McDonald's.
I want no. apple cider.
I got your pie right here.
Oh, gross. I want a real pie.
No, what a... No, it's a pie.
Uh huh. I want to have a pie to eat with my dream catcher.
Oh, oh God.
Yes.
Pie eating contest with Ashley.
Ugh. I'd vomit all over my pie.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
That'd be awesome.
All right, sweetie. Well, we love you. We're going to go to some open phones, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Take care, Sam GG.
Later, dude.
Bye.
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 And that was P1 Sanjaya.
Oh my God, he's so
he
great.
Is a weekend warrior. He's got the Fanjaya tour bus up in Julie.
Yeah, he does.
It's really hot. So anyways, we're gonna take some open phones. Danny just put up the phone number in the chat room. It's his actually his own personal phone line.
Yeah, it is, seriously.
We're not gonna say it on the podcast right now because we don't want
to. No, you know what, I'm actually gonna try to call AT&T and get a phone number that it's like
separate.
I don't know, it's like 630 like Army or something. Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'll be really cool. Well, if anybody cares to call, we're taking some open phones for about 5-10 minutes here. So the field is open. You can call if you want advice. Like I said, we are always happy to give out ham recipes or tell you how to cure a sunburn or how to make more money in gold bouillon.
How to count your bouillon.
Yes, how to count your bouillon. It's very important because bouillon, you count in weight. You know,
how
I got all my advice from Sky, so we're good to go.
How to organize your prize closet correctly.
Yes. Yes, and the proper way to kill a gopher. I got that for you right here.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe our phone lines are not blowing up. There's how many people in chat? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You all suck.
Maybe they all went to go pee.
Maybe. I will kill all of you if you went to pee. Well, anyways.
Moving on.
You know, we can take some open phones. Oh, my gosh. We have a phone call. See who it is. Oh! Did you hang up on the caller?
No.
Wow, that was really funny.
Oh,
Corman, your ham to the head? Well, maybe if you called us, we could tell you where it is. Oh, booyah.
It's right here, Q-Man.
See? Peach is holding it right there.
Ham to the butt and head.
Very
butt
nice.
Face.
Hey, did you hang up the phone, Peach Boy? Okay, well, last time, 760, blah, 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 blah. Last call, I swear. P1 Podcast.
Where's my ham to that?
Ah, yay! It's P1 Corbin, ladies and gentlemen. Let's all give him a round of applause.
Hey, Robin Hood.
How you doing?
Good.
Yes?
I'm actually a little sick, too. I think somebody's spreading it around last night.
Yeah, sorry. I was sleeping with all kinds.
Peach is making out with all the dudes there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And chicks.
Yeah.
So, Corbin, tell us about your time at Boo Ball last night. How did it go?
Boo Ball was a blast.
Yay.
Had a good time. The wife went out with me. So
they're so cute.
Got to meet a lot of the P1s.
Aw, Mandy. Well,
she was very happy to meet the infamous space boy, finally.
Aw. Did she kiss his feet and try to look at his box?
She was very scared of the box, though.
Oh, I bet.
She did give me a little folded piece of paper with your address on it. I don't know what that meant, but
I'll tell you about that later, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Oh.
On the DL.
Well, hey, that's a little bit of gayness happening around here. So, Corman, what was your favorite part of the Boo Ball last night?
Oh, picking on Philly's finest all night long.
Oh, what?
Well,
yeah.
What happened?
The greatest thing. All right. The Philly actually got up on stage where they had this hypnotist guy.
Oh, no.
And this hypnotist was really good. He got the whole crowd involved. And if you've ever seen a hypnotist, you know, they make them do weird things and everything. So we're having a good time laughing at that. And but just before he ended his little show, he put a suggestion in everyone's head that if you said Hollywood hypnotist, Kevin James, or some variation of that, they would randomly go to someone in the room, walk up to him and say, "I love you, man." And this worked like clockwork for Philly.
No.
I mean, every time I said Hollywood hypnotist to him, he would go find some random person in the room and go up to him and say, "I love you, man." And then turn around with this bewildered look on his face like, "Why did I just do that?"
He is a gay
and
man.
He and JD and Coke did it like 10 times to him.
Oh, no.
So hilarious. At this one point, there was this Japanese lady, an older Japanese lady in costume. He walked up to her, and the fear in her eyes while he walked up to him, because he was dressed like a warrior's gang member anyway.
Oh, no.
And she thought he was going to kill him, and he just walked up to her and said, "I love you, man."
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. My wife had to go up and calm her down afterwards and try to explain. She was under hypnotism.
Aw. I love Philly's Finest. That poor guy.
Oh, that was so funny, though. He actually left to go outside and then came back in because that broke the suggestion, because the hypnotist said, when you leave the building, the suggestion will be gone. So he had to do that because everybody was picking on him.
Wow. Did he, like, really just, like, fall dead asleep up on the stage?
Oh, yeah. They were, everyone on the stage at least acted like it, but he was really into it. It was funny. Watch him do the 70s disco dancing was hilarious.
Ah, lovely. All right, well, does anybody else have questions for Corman right now? Anyone? Nobody likes you, apparently, Corman. I'm sorry, I'm the only one who cares.
That's sad.
I love you.
I like him, I just can't think of anything.
I'm just listening to Booball, dude. I'm just calling you guys all out.
No, your guys' costumes were, like, super cute, and I didn't actually recognize you right away, Corman. I was like, you were like, "Hey, Peaches, what's going on?" And I was like, who in the, oh, because, like, everybody looked so different.
Did you see his little mustache? It looked like he was a French waiter.
Yeah.
Corbin has a mustache?
Oh, oui, oui.
I had a little molester mustache going on.
Ew, gross.
And he did drive a windowless van to Lubo. I don't know why.
And then we're asking little kids if they wanted Huffies.
Free candy.
So weird.
And puppies.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go, Corbin. Thank you for calling in.
All right, guys.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Yes. Bye. And speaking of weirdos with molester mustaches, how about we talk a little bit about PeeWinSight.com? PeeWinSight.com hits me again. Hey! PeeWinSight.com. PeeWinSight.com.
Peaches is making faces into the camera.
I look like crap right now, so sorry.
P1Site.com. It's our most favorite website in the whole wide world. P1 Site is the ultimate fan site if you are a P1 fan of the Mikey Show. We got daily audio, all the 28-hour shows, all the movies. We got this little podcast right here that you know and love so much. Oh, my gosh. We also have pictures from so many events. As a matter of fact, almost all of our pictures from the 28-Hour Show 2008 are up. What's up now? And there should be some video coming soon. Did people take video at the 28-Hour Show?
I
took some video. I got video of the entire Mikey Show Idol.
Oh,
that was the best. The best.
Yes.
I have a video of him running with the bulls, too. Part one and part two.
That is awesome. So. All that can be found at P1's site. Mm-hmm. We'll get that for you. And also on MikeyShow.com, give him some love, too, because we're friends. We're friends. And Danny, the inventor of P1's site, is very tired right now. I don't know if you could hear all his yawns. He did about 10 yawns. In a 20-second period?
What
are we inconveniencing you,
P1 Danny?
Yeah, can you guys get out? I want to sleep.
Yeah. You're weird.
Whatever, Danny. I don't even want to hear it. At least you're not sick.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Come on, Danny. Get with the program. Come on. Wakey, wakey. Eggsy, bakey.
Hi.
Hi. So, we got some cool stuff going on at p1site.com right now. We have the P1 Movie Club.
Yes.
Yay. P1 Movie Club is where every other week, one member of the club chooses a movie for everyone to watch, and then we rate it and talk about it in the forums.
And P1TZ started it.
P1TZ is a genius.
Yes.
May I say. Yes. Like, I watched Stop Less last week.
I did too.
That was our movie.
I forgot to post about it, though.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was Ryan Phillippe being Ryan Phillippe.
Who?
Ryan Phillippe, he played Brandon, the one guy that went AWOL.
Oh, yeah.
When he
got
Stop Loss. Yeah, Ryan Phillippe was Ryan
Reynolds.
Yeah. That was good. But it was a decent movie. And then this week's movie is what is the movie coming up? P1 Dave, you're in chat right now. I know you're there. Tell us what the new movie is going to be. But this week, it's this random British movie directed by the man who did 28 Days Later and Trainspotting. It looks like a science fiction flick.
The what?
It's called Sunshine.
What was that again?
Science fiction. I like sci-fi.
It's called science Sunshine.
Sci-fi's cool.
You take off your headgear, God.
What's it called again, Danny?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yep. So that is the movie. And we're all going to watch it. And then after a week, we all get to post. And then guess who gets to pick the next movie, though, ladies and gentlemen?
You do?
Me. And I'm going to pick the weirdest movie in the world for you guys to watch.
Fish Called Wanda?
No.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The Notebook.
No.
Knights in Rodanthe.
The Life and Times of Terry Schiavo.
No, I got the Giggly. What is that movie name?
Geely.
I am not watching
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer Lopez.
Giggly? Do you like the movie Giggly?
Oh, wait, no, that's Mariah Carey.
Giggly? Angelina Jolie.
Giggly.
No, it's not Angelina Jolie.
No, oh, no,
Jennifer Lopez.
Mariah Carey.
Oh,
no.
Duh.
Jennifer Lopez.
Get your celebrities right, retard.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I did. Same difference.
Come on, give it the time.
They're both slutty.
TZ says Spice World.
No, I'm sorry.
The Guru. No.
High School Musical. Yes. I was actually going to pick Camp Rock.
Oh, but no. I didn't want to reveal Tia. That.
I bet you will, Rosa. Rosa's like,
I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go watch some porn.
Okay. Oh, Tia. Hey, Rosa. You're going to be so grounded. I'm calling your mother.
Oh, my God, Tia Quimby. I'm sorry. I don't understand stupid weta.
Well, I'm telling you, you're white, so I don't understand.
What are you talking about? I went to the tanning salon, and I'm Mexican now.
No. I have your birth certificate to prove it. It says Caucasian.
It doesn't say Caucasian on birth certificates. It says Mexican.
But you're not.
But it would be Hispanic.
I came out.
You need to stop.
I came out with razor blades in my hair and Sharpie eyebrows.
You have been hanging out with that kid,
I
Beto.
I cut the doctor.
Oh, no. You are hanging out with that kid, Beto, way too much. I'm going to have to call his Uncle Eddie.
You guys are pretending like you don't know what happened to us last night at Boo Ball.
What happened, Space Boy?
Yeah, what did happen, Rosa?
Well, I tried to enter the costume contest because I was dressed, as you know, as a Mexican.
But if you are Mexican, how is that a costume?
Yeah.
Explain that, kiddo.
I was dressed as a stereotypical Mexican. With Sharpie eyebrows and hubcaps. And I wanted to enter the costume contest.
Uh-huh.
And then they said no. And so I was like, oh, so you want to start some mess, huh? So then they tried to kick me out of the building. And so I came back around the back. And then I wanted to enter the juggle lantern contest so everybody could look at my chi-chis.
Okay, that's enough. You're only,
oh my gosh.
You're only 14 years old.
You weren't even allowed to be in Boo Ball.
Wait. Hang on. We can have that here, can't we?
But Teal,
no. What are you?
No.
You're a creepy molester, Danny. Stop
but
Teal it.
Space Boy,
good
I don't
idea, but no.
Oh my god.
Teal Space Boy, I don't understand. You were walking around taking pictures of all of everybody's chi-chis, including mine.
Oh, really, Danny?
I don't know anything about about that.
Thanks for that email, dude.
Yeah. I mean, no.
But anyway, my Mexican costume came complete with handcuffs, a hubcap, and a strawberry basket. and they wouldn't
oranges.
Let me enter because they said I was being too racist. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut you, Pippi Longstocking.
Okay.
And then they were like, okay, you need to leave. And
oh, my gosh. Listen. Rosa, I want you to go back in the living room. I DVR'd Yo Gabba Gabba for you. And I'd really appreciate it if
you
would
watch
it.
You just can't make up shows, okay?
No. That's for real, okay? I saw it on the soup. So
I thought you were going to help me get my lupa and take my bath later.
Oh, my gosh. Listen. I'm about to put a Tylenol PM in your horchata. Now you need to get to bed before I hurt you.
Ooh, that sounds good, Tia. Can we go get some at Roberto's taco shop?
Oh, my gosh. Just go back in the living room. I don't care what you watch at this point.
Okay, fine. I'll go pick some up. I'll be right back.
Okay, Peaches, what is with that girl?
I don't know, guys. I've given up. She's a lost cause.
She is a lost cause. She's a weird little child.
She is, like, pale as a freaking ginger kid, and she's trying to act like all Mexican.
So weird.
Can't handle it. She's the reason I got sick, trying to babysit her little butt.
Well, don't worry, anybody, because P1 Rosa is not in the P1 movie club, so right on. So, anyways.
She'd have us watching Selena.
Yeah. She watched that movie way too many times. Also, another announcement from P1site.com is we're starting a P1 Bible study.
Yep.
And so if you would like any more information on it, go to the announcement section, and Danny has listed all the stuff. It's at my house, and I promise not to cut your throat like OJ, because it's Bible study, and we're supposed to be cool. And that wouldn't be very nice of me to do that, would it?
No. Not very Christian of you,
though. No, I don't. But, you know, we have something really cool tonight. We had two field reporters last night at Boo Ball. Our friends P1 Peaches and P1 Space Boy.
That's right.
We're live and in the field.
Yeah.
And let's swing it over to Peaches. Peaches, how was your night, girl?
Well, Quimmy, I gotta be honest with you. Uh-huh. It was pretty kick-ass.
Wow, awesome.
From the get-go, like, we walked in during the well, actually, can I talk about the whole, like, getting ready process first?
Sure, how did that go?
Okay, well, I didn't really have any issues because I just needed to, you know, get my makeup on, put my costume on, do my hair, whatever. But Space Girl was having some issues with her zombie costume, and she started bleeding all over the floor. And I was like, "What's that, Space Boy? It was a little irritating for you, huh?"
A little bit, because the blood was just. I can't talk about it without slipping into character.
It was so arousing.
Blood was
for you.
Everywhere. It was.
And then,
bad.
Okay.
Regular night at the space house then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so when we finally were all in the car, we're like, okay, let's go. And then we're like, oh, crap. How are we going to get Space Girl in the car without her getting faux blood all over the place?
Oh, we didn't.
Oh, you guys got stains?
Yeah, the belt buckle, the belt strap was stained.
Oh, no.
I'm so mad. No.
I hope you never get
pulled
over.
Up the resale value.
Oh, no.
Right? Okay, so we had to, jimmy-rig this thing with, two big Home Depot bags. So we put one, over the part that you lean against on the seat, and then another part on the actual, where your butt goes. And then we had, rolls of paper towels wrapped around the seatbelts so it wouldn't get on the seatbelts. And, like Space Boy, maybe you're taking this roll of toilet paper in there with you. Or paper towels, I mean. I'm sorry. And so it took us, seriously, 10 minutes just to get her in the car.
Wow. Did it look like the inside of O.J. Simpson's, Bronco in there? What?
For shiz.
Oh, no.
And then, we got there, and we weren't even in the door 10 feet yet, and all bunch of chicks were running up to Karna and Space Boy wanting to take pictures.
Whoa. Karna and Space Boy were D in a box, as made famous by Saturday Night Live.
Oh, we were awesome.
I can't wait to see pictures. Will you guys put them up on the site? Please?
Absolutely.
I brought some. I can give it to Danny tonight.
Yay! That'll be awesome. So did you have a good time, Peach?
I did. I had a really good time. It would have been better if I didn't feel so icky from my cold.
Uh-huh.
I had to kind of take a couple pit stops and, kind of do with the maintenance and blow the nose and do all that kind of good stuff. But other than that, it was a damn good time.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Space Boy.
Yes.
Let's hear your spin on the boo bizzle.
Okay. It's my first rodeo.
Okay.
So been to Booba probably 4 times or so. This is one of the better costumes that we had. I expected to see more people dressed as D in a box, but there was nobody.
Yeah.
And I guess because I was going to do it last year, but it was canceled. So we're kind
of... Isn't
it
kind of like an old idea,
though? We're kind of a year late,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But, but you know...
It helps.
The idea was so good because our box actually had a D in it. And
yeah.
And it was hooked up to a squirt gun. So... Curious girls who wanted to peek in the box got a face of water.
They did not seriously expect to have a plastic D in that box.
Yes.
Oh, and can I say something really quick? It was this great. This one, didn't some girl come up to you and be like, oh, my God, that was, like, so last season. And he opened the box and squirted her right in the face.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, B, take this. Squat, squat.
Squat, squat, dude. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, no.
Genius.
So good.
They were in character all night.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Took pictures with Eddie. Got a picture with Zeph.
Did you guys do the dance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Dance. They
practiced.
Poses.
Oh, yeah.
They practiced.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, we were pimping. I had to put a beard on. It was great.
Dude, it looked like somebody shaved a bunch of pubic hair and then glued it on his face.
Well, you know, in this economic period, you gotta take, you know, cut corners wherever you can.
You actually had to shave your.
Ew, I am so disgusted.
Hey man, I got a mortgage.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Oh, that is so.
They looked so good though.
Yeah. Yeah, we closed the place. It was great.
What was Eddie and B-Rub dressed up as?
They were dressed up in in the neon Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
Yes.
The top hats and canes.
The orange and blue tuxedos with the caps and the canes.
Nice.
And Eddie was actually using his cane.
Yes,
like, that's what I thought
was
hilarious.
Great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I asked him, I was like, so what up, Eddie? Doing the sword fight
sword
on the
way? Sword fight? Yeah.
And he was like, oh, they asked us not to do that. And I was like, oh.
That's a bummer.
I did want to say that I was looking forward to doing one thing whenever I went to Boo Ball this year. I wanted to ride the mechanical bull.
Did you?
I remember that.
I went over there, and I'm like, okay, I want to go next. And the guy's like, no, dude, only girls.
You're not slutty enough.
I'm like, what the hell? I want to ride the bull, damn it. But no, I couldn't do it. So maybe next year I'll get in really early and see if maybe I can sneak in there.
Dress up like a girl.
Get some implants, dude.
Yes.
Dress up like a chick. That is racist, them not letting dudes on the
sexist.
Racist.
Yeah, but anybody who may be in a chat room or are listening right now, if you missed Boo Ball and you're a fan of breasts, I would recommend staying until the end because all the breasts came out.
You mean like your wife's friend?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We had a crowd of like a million guys around because they were all just
and girls too.
Gross.
It was gross. Freaking silver dollar.
But crazy.
Ew.
That
okay.
is not
Ew.
Accurate.
Ew.
Okay.
I know that
anyways,
wasn't.
Anyways, it
that's
was
not. It's a coldness.
It's a good time. There's a lot of good costumes. A lot of dancing. A lot of drinking. Hey, Peaches, how was that? Is that a $12 drink that you got?
I didn't get a $12 drink. I got a $5 bottle of water, and Ronnie got the got the $12 bottle of alcohol. Oh, Tia Quimby's fondling me. What's going on?
Sorry,
you
I'm getting ready for our new game.
You mean a cup full of ice with a shot of tequila and like a splash of Coke?
Yeah, $12. Oh, okay. Pretty reasonable. Good thing you used your pubic hair on your face. Saved you lots of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. It was, you know what, though? Just it's such a good time. Like, so many cool costumes. Like, some of my favorite costumes were this guy riding around on, like, an ostrich.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It was, like, inflatable, but it looked
really?
Like he was riding a bird. And when he got up on stage to do the costume contest, Eddie was like, okay, I don't know what the F this guy is. Like, and there was...
Let's talk about the costume contest for a minute.
Oh, yeah, how ridiculous and
yes.
stupid that... A space boy and Karnat didn't get to enter,
well,
and they had one of the best costumes.
Not just that. Just that the costumes that were on stage
were stupid.
Were weak.
Except for Predator. Predator was
well,
but he enters every year, I'm sure.
But there's so many better costumes that didn't get a chance to be entered.
Well, dude, there was a guy that was the Joker from Batman, and
he was good.
Like,
he
had prosthetics on his face.
No way.
Like, he had a legit tuxedo. Like,
really?
Yeah, and his hair was green. He looked just like Heath Ledger in the movie. And then they get this cheesy effing Joker up there on stage who just freaking got some cheesy face paint, the kind you buy at Party City, or like lipstick or something, and his hair wasn't even dyed, and he looked like he just had pajamas on. And he got up there, and like, me and Space Boy were pissed.
Why are you so serious?
So, overall, what do you rate Boo Ball this year?
Boo Ball is probably a solid 8.
Yeah.
But maybe because we got there 2 hours late. So, you know, it was over at about 12:30. Yeah. 12:30 or 1.
Kelly couldn't stop bleeding, so we had to wait for her to try. But, yeah, I'll say 7 because I'm sick.
We got a request. Corman wants you to talk about the Boy Blunder costume.
Now, I never actually saw Boy Blunder outside of being behind the microphone and the table. But I did hear that he was wearing a boxing robe.
Yeah, he was. Like a gold boxing robe.
Kind of in like a reference to what we were talking about on the last podcast that we had him on, about him getting knocked down his butt by professional fighter.
Yeah, by the what was it called? The He-Man contest. I don't know.
The He-Man contest. But there was actually somebody.
Strongman.
Yes, there was somebody at Boo Ball who was dressed as Boy Blunder.
Excuse me?
This is genius. Listen to this.
This guy had on what looked like a park ranger.
Yeah. Boy Scout.
Boy Scout top outfit. And a stuffed bear on his shoulder.
Like on his face. The teddy bear was like this.
That's awesome.
I didn't see any peanut butter though.
No, it was still pretty genius though.
That is great. Oh my gosh, Danny like gave me the yawns.
No yawns.
He gave me the yawns.
Oh, and there was a Smurf and Smurfette that were totally legit, too.
Aw, nice.
Like, they looked really good.
Like they jumped in a big vat of Tidy Bowl or something and got the stain down there.
What?
Oh, no.
The blue little tablet that you put in your toilet.
Ew, gross.
It stains the water.
Gross.
Man.
There was a guy who was dressed as a Cobra Kai from The Karate Kid. He looked just like him. He was like saying, sweep the leg.
Yeah, dude.
Danny, what have you done to me? Suck ass. See, now Peach is his young.
No,
too.
I'm like tired, like permanently, like all week.
Aw, poor baby.
I'm a good one.
Well, I'm glad you guys went. And, yeah, we'll talk about that a little later on. People in the chat room are trying to tell me how to run the show. Oh my gosh. Whatever. Well, Danny, is there any other announcements for P1's site this week? Anything you want to share?
He looks
Wake
so
up.
Enthusiastic.
Wake up.
I'm like, are you trying to tell me?
I have crack in my bag. Here, have some.
Yeah.
No, did you have any other announcements?
Not that I know of.
Okay, just wondering. It's almost been a year.
Yeah.
When will it be a year, Danny?
Dude, like 2 days from now.
It just happened, yeah. Or it will be soon.
October 26th, 27th?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, whoa, my gosh. I wasn't even paying attention. We should have, like, a party or something.
Yeah, it's we'd like works. To if we could get people to commit.
Oh, what, am I, like, not
call
invited
us back.
Yeah, you're not.
No,
sorry.
There's a certain somebody we're trying to plan things with, but we don't get called
I
back.
Won't say his name, but his initials are P1AO, and the dude needs to call me back.
He needs to call me back, too.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to figure out a roller skating party, which I think we're going to throw that out the window.
Spending way too much time with, like, Chantel or something, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, seriously.
We're too busy making babies
I know,
together.
Dude.
Jerks.
Freaking painting her toenails and crap like that.
Yeah.
And as a special 1 year, surprise, we're going to have P1 Alexa rejoin the site. And she'll be talking dirty with anybody who
Big
you like.
Big Mike and all those guys are coming back.
Yeah, no
Volleyball
kidding.
Volleyball coach will be back with a few 14-year-olds on his arm. It'll be all good.
Messed up.
So we'll be working on that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, though, we have a new game.
Cool. What is it?
It's called the Who Am I game.
Who am I game?
Who am I? Who am I game? Who am I?
Who are you?
Who? Ha, ha. Yeah, high five.
That is the worst.
We rule, dude.
Please hit the eject button.
Who am I?
I. That's teamwork there, people.
Okay. Anyway. So, Hey, this is fun. What I like the it. Heck? I don't know. Is this RoboCop music? I like it.
Very dramatic.
Okay, well, I can't find the song, but whatever. Okay, go ahead.
So, here's the game. The way it's played is I have went ahead and put name tags on everybody's backs.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were just filling me up.
Well, you know. Is it
That's
excuse?
What I thought, too.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways, what we're going to do is the person is going to turn around and show us who they are.
Okay.
And then we must treat that person as the celebrity on their back.
Okay.
And we'll have to guess who
Sweet.
The celebrity
we're celebrities?
Is. Nice. Yes. Well, you are celebrities or well-known
Bobies.
Persons.
Bobies. Oh, personalities.
Okay.
Personalities. And then we'll have a few P1s call in. And we will we'll treat you as somebody. You get to guess who you are.
Bobies.
Winner gets a ham to the knee. I'm changing it up this week.
Because, we're a little behind on
hams
our,
to the heads.
On our payback.
Yeah.
Our,
we're in debt a few
our,
hams
yeah,
to the
yeah,
heads.
Yeah, yeah.
What about a ham
yeah,
to
exactly.
the face?
Well, we won't
nah,
be nice.
So that's the end.
I like
that's
the ham to the knee. Little okay. ham bone. Little player ham bone.
Face is only special occasions.
What about a ham to the hamstring?
The hamstring?
That's a
we can't talk
the,
tonight.
The ham
weird.
Elbow.
So let's try the first one. Peaches, why don't you go ahead and reveal to us.
Thank you.
A little late, but hey. Why don't you reveal to us who your celebrity is?
Okay.
Let's get this baby going.
Okay, again.
Turn around, PJ. Turn around.
So yeah, turn around, yeah.
Oh, it's Tom Selleck.
Yes. You know who that is?
Christina Aguilera?
No, you're not supposed to say.
Debbie Shivo.
Yeah. Okay, have a seat, ma'am.
Okay.
So how's it going today? Have you fallen asleep on the phone yet?
No.
How does this work?
We're supposed to treat her like the person on the back of her thing.
I understand,
so,
but
hey,
we're just asking her questions.
I heard you were into Hillary, and all of a sudden you're a supporter of Obama? What's your problem?
Oh! Am I supposed to guess when I know?
Can
yeah,
I
sure.
have some of those pills over there?
Yeah.
Oh, so, hi, this is Barbara.
Yes, yeah. That is who you are.
Yeah, that's
good
call.
One.
I'm an old lady.
Am I slurring my words?
Whoa.
Yes. That is so good.
Barbara, wake
so
up.
Good. That is so good.
Hi, Clarence.
Hey, Barbara.
What were you guys calling him at?
Welcome back. I picked a random one. I'll just put it over
there. Oh, okay.
Keep the funny going. All right, Danny, why don't you show us who the celebrity on your back is?
Ah!
Look at Danny. He's covering the sun.
Sean from the Mikey Show. Okay.
My lord, this thing is huge.
Start taking some methadone. All right. So, I hear you're getting your career back on track. I'm really excited for you.
Okay. Thanks.
So, have you gone around talking in a British accent recently?
And did you shave your head and go crazy?
Do you wear shoes in public restrooms?
Or do you like to eat Cheetos a lot?
Or let your kid, like, sit on your lap while you're driving in your Ferrari?
I hear
like
you have a porn video coming out soon.
Yes, I heard that you like to make out with paparazzi, but not
yes.
anymore.
P1 paparazzi.
Yeah.
Now that is a fact.
You love him. Brad.
Yes. Or how about you date a bunch of dudes who are already like married and have babies on the way? That sounds like a really good plan.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to do? That's what the Bible
yeah.
tells you, right?
Yeah.
No, that's what Kabbalah tells you.
Yeah, that's
wow.
what Kabbalah tells you.
Isn't that the one with the virgins and all that, like in heaven?
No, that's friggin' Mormonism. Oh no, that's
Mormons.
That's a Muslim. Like
oh,
when
okay.
you, Mormons are
yeah.
similar, but when you die you get like
Mormon. Yeah, and I
yeah.
heard
a
that Mickey
virgins.
Mouse was your former lover, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Danny, who are you?
Oh, I'm Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Give me more.
It's the worst, dude. That is the best.
I can't
like,
breathe. I can't breathe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
P1
Elbow and P1 Dave just left the room, and I think I know why.
Why?
Because of your singing.
Aw, man. Because like, you're seeing a hat.
Yeah. No, I think he's got a point.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Space Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Let us see who you are.
Oh, I hope it's someone handsome.
Space Boy.
Do you see
he's
that,
himself?
Danny?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
That's him.
Yes, yes.
So, Arbor Day. I heard it's
How about them Red Sox?
How about them Red Sox? Hey, yeah, dude.
Hey, dude. God bless the Green Monster.
And Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you J.K. Rowling or something? Yeah. I seem to get the two of you confused.
Who am I, Bill Cosby over here?
Daniel, what's his name?
What am I, Danny Gann?
What am I, Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Avarice.
Abba.
So who are you?
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
I've been engaged for 14 years.
Oh, dude.
And I still haven't washed my jersey once.
Yeah.
Can I make up one and put it on Quimmy's back?
Sure, he has
okay,
one.
Yeah.
No, there
well,
you
no,
go.
I'll take it off because I know all the ones that were made up.
Oh.
Yeah. And we will take some phone calls here in just a little bit. And you guys
oh, yeah.
can do your thing.
Let me know.
All right, Peaches is making my name tag. I don't know what it
Nobody
will be.
Nobody likes you, Quimmy.
I can't wait.
Abba rest. Abba.
Hi.
The Red Sox broke
I'm
going to
be
hat.
Somebody. I'm so excited.
Dumbest line.
Here it comes.
What?
Here
Dumbest
comes.
Line ever.
Okay, so you've already seen it, Peachy.
Yeah.
Now, let's see everybody else.
Turn around. Wait. Don't. Huh? Hang on. Oh. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Gotcha.
Never mind.
I love Space Boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Charades.
Yeah.
It is.
He had to like, what is that game?
Pantomime.
Yeah.
I had to charades.
The Pictionary or whatever.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
So hey guys.
So I want to know how you got to the podcast today. Did you jump in your white Bronco and take it to the car wash?
Who did you kidnap to get here?
Yeah. Is it true that the glove didn't fit? Like,
Could I be O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Weird,
your
soul.
Neck is looking real good. Yeah. It'd be better with blonde hair.
I'd like to open up your neck like the front door.
Hey, Danny, put out the phone number. Does anybody in the chat room, would you like to play? We could give you a persona. Anyone? Danny's putting in the number.
Your neck would look good without a body. Like, what the
heck? I love you,
That's
P1 Rude
good.
Dog.
That's what the heck?
We just put here we go.
Here we go.
That was quick.
That was fast.
Hey, P1 Podcast.
It's P1 Corman. I want
to. Oh, my gosh. You're so awesome.
He's
okay.
Like our only fan.
I know.
You whore.
Okay, this is who he's going to be. See it?
Yeah.
See it?
Nice.
See it? Okay. So I heard you're like totally in love. I mean, you've been together with one person for a whole 7 months.
It's like a record.
I know. You are hot.
And you have like 5 chihuahuas.
And she's going to play the Virgin Mary.
I hear you love night vision.
Yeah. I heard that you are really scared to go into outer space.
Because you won't come back.
Yeah. Corman. Who the hell are you?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, let's see him again.
I really like your chihuahua.
I really like it when you say that's hot constantly.
Right, there it is, he guessed it.
Paris Hilton. All right. So now hold on. Let me just get this list correct here, okay? We now owe Corman a ham to the head, a ham to the butt, a ham to the knee. And now we're going with the hamstring because I think it's like the first ham that you got today.
Sweet.
Does that sound good?
Yep. So I'm getting hammed all over.
Yeah. Basically, like what we're gonna do is
cover you in glaze.
Photo shoot or a calendar with you full of ham shots. It'll be really, really great.
We'll cover you in glaze.
Okay. We're gonna let you go and we'll let another P1 play out there.
Yeah, I'm getting on Kung Fu. Don't want me calling them.
I know. I saw that.
She's
going
to beat you up.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, thanks for calling, dude.
I guess.
All right. Let's see. Anybody else? Would anyone else care to call? Please give us a call at the phone number in the chat room, and you could be somebody famous today. Anyone? This is your last call.
Or come else on, this Kung bit Fu. Is over.
Anyone?
It was a terrible bit.
Corman, don't give me S and not call.
Corman's going to call in again.
Come on, rude dog. Let's go.
Anyone? 760 Sanamana, 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 Sanamana. Danny, like, disappeared.
Danny.
I'm here, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Danny's here. I just can't
Danny,
see
where are you, Danny? I didn't even know he could hide that well.
Hello, P1 Podcast.
Well, since you guys called me out, I figured I'd call in. This is P1 Rude Dog.
Yay!
Oh, nice. What's up, dude?
Yay! We love you. How's it going? It's going well. How are you this fine evening?
Oh, no, Danny.
I'm doing very good.
Good. Yeah. We thought you were going to be P1 Corman again. Thank God. So you too, Rude Dog, could be a lucky winner of a ham to the knee. How do you feel about that?
I feel very great, but I'd rather get a ham to the head.
Well, okay. I can work this out.
It goes in levels.
Is everybody okay with the ham to the head?
That's level one.
We can accommodate.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll work it out on this one. So let me show the room who you are. Very nice. Hey, Dana, can you see that?
What is he doing? He's going to sleep.
No, I'm not. I'm just laying down.
Can you see that? All right. Okay. Who wants to start?
You are such a hot lesbian.
You're the hottest lesbian ever. I wish you would blog every day of the week.
I thought that was a dude.
And you go on your blog and talk about Miley Cyrus and go,
Yeah, I know. You're the worst. Like, your talk show was, like, average at best.
I miss you on The View.
Yeah, you could be the next Angelina Jolie with the amount of children you've adopted. Damn,
yeah, and you called out called out Kelly Ripa when Clay Aiken.
I know.
His hand on her mouth.
Whatever. Rude Dog, who the hell are you?
Oh, unfortunately, I think I'm Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie.
O'Donnell.
Yay.
How does you know that, dude?
Do you like to flirt, Rude Dog? Because we're going to flirt later. You and me, we're going to flirt. Flirt, flirt, flirt. All right, we owe you a ham to the head, and we love you so much.
See you guys soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh.
All right, and that is the end of Who Am I?
Dun, 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 dun.
Didn't work the way I was hoping it would. I feel like Mikey after trying out a new game. Frazzled and stressed and confused.
Or like me after the strings game.
Yeah.
That turd of a game, man.
Whatever,
maybe,
dude.
You can pick some, like, popular music.
I did. I'm sorry you guys
game.
Suck.
Chevelle is dumb.
No, it
Chevelle
is not, dude.
Sucks.
Chevelle
Whoever
is
those
awesome.
Other bands you
Here
pick
we go.
Are gay
you guys are
and lame,
freaking lame
and stupid. Maybe if you pick some, like, mainstream music,
I
people
did,
would
sorry.
Know what it is.
I
like
did.
Like Dolly Parton.
Okay?
Whatever, dude.
Every song was gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Like your face.
Hey, no, hey, your butt is gay.
Hey, Danny. How do my feet smell?
Oh, dude. Get away from me.
How do mine smell, Danny?
Get
Hi.
Away from me.
Do you like my soft, cute socks?
Danny's under the table. Danny actually is hiding in the closet. He's about to come out.
Yay!
That's right, Danny.
No on eight.
So you can marry. So you can marry your, your freaking anonymous mask.
You're hilarious.
I heard you and Nerd are going to get married.
Yeah.
No on eight. We're crazy.
You guys are crazy.
Dude, everybody loves the strings game. If you could just pick music that's relevant, Danny, I think that'd
no,
be awesome.
No, we just need some new players. That's all we need.
Okay.
Yep.
Whatever.
Play it by yourself.
People
then.
That aren't old.
Excuse me. I'm only like 4 years older than you, you turd.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Yeah, Danny, you're like a babe. You're still an embryo.
Oh, whatever.
I'm going to abort you, Danny.
I'm going to abort you like
That's
my pizza.
It. That is it, Danny. That's it. You're done. I'm going against everything I know to just get rid of you.
You're just pissed because you have 1 foot in the grave.
And I have 1 foot in your face, you stupid.
It's about to be full of Purell.
Oh, my gosh. So,
here
hey.
You go, Danny.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the Mikey show. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
There is like an elephant in the room that we have not discussed.
Which is?
The 28-hour show.
Oh, that's the name of the elephant?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of the elephant ever. Dude, how? What the? Dude, this was an awesome 28-hour show this year.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not gonna lie though, I like 2007 a whole lot better.
Oh.
I'm a jerk.
Oh. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, sick burn.
Sorry, Mike.
Hey, I have a special place in my heart for 2007.
Sorry, Eddie.
The 2007, it wasn't 4 million degrees outside. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Space Boy.
Yes, sir.
Cut that out and, like, send it to Eddie as soon as you can.
No.
Immediately, yes.
No.
It's already on the way.
You guys are jerks. You are all jerks.
The worst. Can we talk about how Peaches and Quimby got on the news and freaking killed it?
Yeah! We're famous. I had people I know like, oh, I saw you on the... Oh, funny story. Let me just tell you guys a funny story. Okay. Last night, one of my best friends got off a plane from Las Vegas and came and met me and my friend P1Sin for tacos. And so Siobhan gets there and her husband's with her and we're outside like catching up and he goes, hey, I saw you on the news. And my best friend goes, yeah, I was really worried that you had like done something like bad or like got arrested.
Oh, what? Yeah. They have a lot of faith in you.
Yeah. And then Aaron's like, no, it was for something good. She's like the number one fan of Micah show. And I was like, yeah, well, you know,
yeah, close.
Dude, my friend.
Yeah. I love it.
Danny is under the table. This is cracking me up.
Yes, yeah,
but
is.
That was fun. Dude. That news girl, she's pretty nice.
She was cute. Like, she was super cute. And, like, I started the ham, ham, ham. And then, like, everybody started going ham, ham on the news.
And that little boy who was, like, in between, like, the two segments.
Oh, he's like, I'm here to support the Mikey show.
Yes, he was super, super cute. Yeah, that was fun. I will have to say, though, the hanging of the gophers, hilarious.
What about the stealing of the gophers?
Whoever did that, I want to hang you on a noose in front of the Rock 105
studio.
Well,
my favorite thing about that was how, like, late at night, they started finding creative ways to, like, make it how he died.
Like, Danny started dousing with ketchup.
The bag over the head.
The bag over
the
head.
That was Space Boy's idea.
The burning up with a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then I was the one who, like, had everybody start saluting the gophers as they were being hung, which nobody got, but I
found
it.
Ba, ba.
We need
ba,
the...
Ba, 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 ba.
Sucks, dude. Whoever took those gophers, I wish bad karma upon you.
Where's my snare?
Where's your snare?
My snare.
Oh, man. Also, we got a lot of good drops out of this year's 28-hour show.
Oh, hells yes.
Let's see. The Mall has become quite popular.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice. Hey, Bo. The
lemon.
Best one, Lemon.
Dude, me and Quimby and Spaceboy were there when it happened. Oh, no. You weren't there.
Quimby
you went
left.
Back outside.
I went outside to go sit with my sweetie pie.
Me and Spaceboy were there, and like when he said it, he was like, Lemon. Like, hold on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off.
It
was so bad. Rocky was great. That was a really good time at the movies. I laughed my butt off. Quite hilarious, especially when they started incorporating MySpace and Tom from MySpace.
Yeah, that was genius.
That was hilarious.
Oh, the Mikey Show Idol.
Genius.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it so much.
I only have one complaint about
Science!
That. I only have one complaint about Mikey Show Idol.
What's what?
I'll let you all try to guess what my complaint about Mikey Show Idol would be. What could it be?
That paparazzi was a judge?
What was that? Sit next to people paparazzi who made jokes that nobody got? I don't know. You know who would have been a better Simon Cowell?
A British guy?
Or somebody by the name of P1 Spaceboy who would have gone for the gusto.
Someone who gets it.
Well, this is the thing, though, is American Idol has a formula. You have the, you know, the big black guy who's
like
kind of keeping it real. You got the nice white girl, and you have the villain. And paparazzi plays the villain. He fit that better than I think I could.
Who'd you send an email
Are
to
you
ask about this?
I have a question. Is it the villain or is it the retard? I thought he was playing the retard, but...
Thank you. I thought he was the little girl that would scream at Sanjaya.
Yeah.
I came up with a strange phrase because I was trying...
Yeah, talk about it.
I was going to say that B-Rob's performance made me think of leprechauns and unicorns, and somehow I fused the two words together to come up with leprechaun, and I was cut off after that. No more vodka for me.
So awesome.
And the cook-off was brutal.
Yuck, dude. Well, not Eddie's stuff. Ashley, I love you, but oh, man.
I was scared to death. I was asked to be a judge at like, the last second, and I was so excited because it was like Sky and Ashley, B-Rob and Eddie. The second Mike went and flipped the script, I was like, no, I will only eat Eddie's food.
Glad for the food on your plate.
I was not glad for any of the food that Ashley put on my plate.
Eddie's bruschetta looked like the best stuff ever.
It was the most unique bruschetta I've ever had.
It had yellow stuff. Was it yellow?
There were there were red onions in there, and he put some balsamic vinegar over the top.
Oh! It's like my favorite.
Dude, but I'm telling you, Eddie's the all-time champion at Food Kitchen out there at the Clear Channel Station.
Well said.
He's big time. Big time. And probably the best part of the Mikey Show was the classic hour of the Mikey Show with Boy Blender.
Oh, that was genius.
That was so great. He was a great host. The Tyrone into Tortilla coming back was just, but this is what I do. I don't know how many times he said that. It was so funny.
But Tortilla, I got these new sensibilities.
Yes. Tyrone went and got saved.
Yeah.
It was so good. Let's see. Also, they did low IQ haiku. And I think the best part about anybody, I think everybody will agree with me in the chat room, the best part of the 28-hour show was when they brought back Reality Bites. There were probably at least 20 sound drops that they pulled. Poor Sky.
There were so many, I haven't finished pulling them yet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We got some irony up in here.
Hey, guys, I like money.
And just the ham, everything. It was so good. And I also got to get in with a little bit of Bauman and Woods. Got a little bit of life advice there. I wanted to know what the proper etiquette of riding in a friend's BMW was.
Wood sounded so bummed out.
And Woodsy was funny because he said, you know, I pick the music on the radio. I just put a cigarette in my lip. And it turns out that car ride is only 2 minutes long, which is quite funny. But Bauman gave me some great life advice that if I like a guy, I should probably keep my legs open in the vehicle, and if he's not somebody I really want to date, to cross my legs.
Wow.
Ew, really?
Yes. To which Mr. Quimby says, see how I got you?
I think that's good advice, actually.
Yeah.
It's good body
Chris
language.
Chris said I didn't need that advice so whatsoever. Gross. Oh, my gosh. It's so
I
bad.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, Peaches, you need to calm down, girlfriend. You need to calm down. Hey, I know you're excited to see your boyfriend.
Okay. I'm sick. I can't do any shenanigans right now.
You poor baby. Genius. It was a great 28-hour show. Man, we could talk about this for 3 hours.
Eddie got robbed.
Let's save it for another 3-hour show.
Eddie dude. Got robbed.
Totally he did.
For what?
With American Idol, dude.
Oh, hell no.
Are you kidding? Sean deserved to win that.
Dude, no.
Wait, are you guys ready for it?
Sean just screams, dude.
Science!
I'd like to thank myself. Yeah.
Eddie's little dance, dude.
The best part of Sean's performance was Ayo's reaction.
Oh, totally.
That was the best.
Genius.
I hope you get hepatitis C.
H. Hepatitis H.
Yeah. HIV.
No. Hepatitis H. Pig Latin.
I shouted genital herpes.
And to which Ayo said, "That's girl, you're dirty."
Yeah.
He's like, ew.
He's like, ew.
But it was like Sean got it back. What he gives
classic.
To us.
The look on his face was the best thing I've seen in the last
Sean.
3 years.
Yeah, totally.
Sean's and Eddie's were my favorite.
So once we get the videos all straightened out, we put them up online. Anybody listening to this can go on p1site.com and check out
the
videos.
All
the see
videos,
Sean's face and laugh.
All the videos as well are also on MikeyShow.com, another one of our favorite sites. They have all the American Idol. Yeah, but we have some that they don't have. Like, we have fan videos, whereas they have the video they were taking at the station.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Ashley has podcasted every single hour of the 28-hour show.
I heard it's organized so horribly.
Yeah, oh. It's not in a natural flow, as we'll say.
Well, maybe they could, look at P1's site and get a couple of tips.
Yeah.
You know.
That would help, but also
no, I never
site,
said that.
After all, Clear Channel is a startup.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
A little mom and pop, you know. So they might need a little bit of help.
For the record, I never said any of this.
Yeah.
For the record, my name is P1 Sanjaya.
Yes.
And I never said anything.
Good morning, San Diego.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Yeah, and P1 Neighbor, she's helping Danny process the pictures. And
I got them today, dude.
She about died when she saw the Sean pics. So if that tells you anything.
Oh, do you guys want to hear how many? Okay. So first of all, can I tell a story about this?
Okay, go ahead.
Someone apparently grabbed my camera and was taking pictures.
Paparazzi.
Yeah, seriously. And they took over 3,000 pictures, dude.
Of what?
Of just random stuff. Like, you guys saw me. I was, running around all day, so I didn't get a chance to really take pictures. I didn't take, I took pictures, but not that many.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there was just a ton of pictures that
Was it P1 Neighbor? Because I saw her, going around.
No, she did it in the afternoon, but, in the morning, she wasn't there.
Oh.
I don't know who was taking them, but
me.
Let's blame P1 Slide. Who wants to do
that? Yeah, he's not here anymore. Why not?
Yeah, I blame him. Or a creepy paparazzi. Somebody got the creepiest picture of paparazzi that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, so a regular picture of him.
In the same outfit that he wears every single place that he goes.
Oh.
Same gray shirt and ugly jeans.
Hey, lay off of him.
Same farts everywhere he goes.
Yeah, and freaking Space Boy got a call from him and made me answer it.
That was great.
Yes, because he's...
How funny was his reaction when he saw Zeth's shirt?
Oh... Sandbagger. P1 Ghostwriter made a t-shirt.
Genius.
With paparazzi on it saying Sandbagger, don't be that guy. Yes.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna sound totally lame.
Oh.
What is the definition of a sandbagger?
It's like a C blocker.
Oh, okay.
C blocker.
Not okay. Even though. It's throwing
I get it now.
Let's see. What's the name of that dictionary?
Urban Dictionary.
Dictionary.
Urban.
By the best website ever.
For shiz,
if you guys are bored, type in the lawnmower or the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Oh, no.
No,
Danny, stop it.
The White Dragon.
The White Dragon,
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, that sounds just weird.
Some of you might be familiar with the Superman.
Superman, yeah.
If you're not, just type that in.
Also Spider-Man as well.
Oh, really?
I will look that up. Better when he's on the floor.
That's what she said.
Okay, sandbagger. Hey, you're... Goodness Lord.
What?
Well, it's not really on here what we're... Let's
see. C-block,
someone drinks soda while others are drinking alcohol, pretending they're also drinking alcohol.
Yes!
So damn, they got my number.
Yeah.
I'm so drunk right now.
The guy who doesn't knock when he has the good card when we play 31 during DiGiorno at the Depot. What?
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
The Dito?
The Dito.
I don't know.
Very hot in the Dito race.
A person who pads a handicap or acts as he or she is lower skill level than he actually is.
Nice.
I don't think paparazzi fits that definition.
No, he is at that skill level.
That wise old backpacker that starts last in the herd of young bucks, but at the end of the day is somewhere up in front with his pack off.
Not
smiling.
Not paparazzi.
Yeah. I think they got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyways, but there's a ton. We have a 28-hour show section on p1site.com. The more you want to talk about, see everything.
By the way, we'll be going down at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Until the 28-hour show is it's 28-hour show time again next year.
Exactly. So, but in regard to the Mikey show, this last couple weeks, we had some great music premiered on the Mikey show.
Oh, please talk about it, please.
Yes. The first song, B. Rob wrote a dedication song to a very beautiful woman whose name is Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And the song is called Palin.
So he did this little song to Christopher Cross. Salem.
Oh, so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
What?
I want greatest hits.
They're singing. They're acting out the video.
They're acting out the video.
So good. Da 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 da.
Yow, wow, wow. So dumb.
So ridiculous. Yes.
And, the whammy bar.
And the next song, there was actually one more song that
the best song in the world.
Danny loved this song so much that he made it a ringtone.
Genius.
On his phone.
Danny, you are the effing man for doing that.
You are the effing man. The name of this song is
Wicked Lame.
What happened?
What?
Did my microphone just die?
No.
You're good.
Okay. The name of the song is Wicked Lame.
So everybody remembers the song Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a gorgeous song. Gorgeous song.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. He's put a little something together.
I love it.
Some people say lucky jersey smells like an old man's shoe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
If I watch the Sox and get drunk drinking booze, then I get a free ride downtown with the boys in blue.
Wow, wow.
That's the word it is.
My heart.
I broke
my heart. Oh. I like this one.
Yes.
I
voice of an angel.
I know, I wish I sang this good.
We've heard your singing before.
That was beautiful. I love the Mikey Show. It's the best show in the world. I'm telling you, we need to like rally. Okay, P1s, I have a mission for us. I'm going to get a petition together of P1s who demand, we demand a greatest hits albums of Rob's songs.
I'm like so ready to just like make it with like Space Boy. Dude, seriously.
We can do that. I have almost all the songs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. How genius would that be? Quimby's like,
I demand this. Like, they could raise a lot of money for charity. Why wouldn't they put together a greatest hits CD? Why?
Okay, the honest answer is they don't own the rights to the music.
Oh, that's right.
So they can't sell it.
So they literally can't do it.
They cannot do it, or else they would have probably.
Okay, so then what about fans who come together?
Fans can do whatever they want, but they can. I think legally they can't sell it either.
What if we just burned a bunch of copies of it? And
I'm
just
sure
said,
that
hey.
Would be fine.
What if a bunch of people just happened to donate to p1site.com maybe for Blink CDs and
man.
For processing fees? And it's just donations. It's
that's
just donations.
Getting tricky.
It's nonprofit. We're a nonprofit organization,
kind of
right?
Like, kind of like the mafia. It's like, hey, yeah. You want some protection? It's a dangerous world out there. You know, we can protect you.
I thought we worked for peanuts.
We do. We're
and
like
nuts
in
and
debt.
Bolts. And nuts and bolts. That's the newest thing that we work for on p1site.com. Ah, well, man. I think we've gone on for a while. We're almost pushing the 3-hour show here, aren't we?
That's okay, because I got more.
Oh, what else do you got, Spaceboy? I love it. Spaceboy
right.
has good stuff.
Got some
Give
stuff
us some
here.
More. What else do we got?
Oh, okay. Got some, couple of pulled clips that I got from.
Awesome.
Some best stuff. What's going on with that, Danny?
I sent you the YouTube clip of the day.
Oh.
From the other day.
What we got?
From Thursday.
Would you like me to play this?
Uh huh.
Okay. Let me.
This is genius.
Bring this up.
It's genius.
This was rad.
Yes. Yes.
You just hear this?
Like, the final countdown, dude.
Letting it start. I want to see space like this.
The gazookalele.
Yeah. It's a funky looking instrument.
Isn't
this
it?
Is like a full. It's like a guitar with a little.
With a piano.
Piano attached to the body. And a kazoo on the top of the guitar. Or ukulele. yeah, no joke.
Just let him start singing. Just let him start singing. It's the best.
It's very into it now. It's climaxing.
Oh my gosh. I hate his voice.
This is what happens when pregnant chicks drink alcohol.
Ah, so what other clips do you have for Space Boy? Because you know how we get excited because
okay.
you have it all. All
right, I pulled a couple other interesting things that happened.
Uh-huh.
Here uh-huh. is Ashley doing, I believe it's Dumb Chick. Whoops.
Oh.
I'm going to kill this guy. All right, here, get out of here. You're fired.
Get out of here,
You're
guy.
Fired.
Okay.
All right, Ash. Who was the biblical prophet that, according to the scriptures, was swallowed by a great fish or whale?
Is now, it Pinocchio?
That's what I would have thought.
Either Mark Twain or Moses.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What? I knew she was going to say Mark Twain.
Mark Twain or Moses.
Mark Twain is a great prophet. I mean.
Yes.
So was Moses.
So dumb.
She's awesome.
You got anything else?
What else you got for us before?
Well, okay. Here's something else.
Who's running for president?
Obama.
And
yes.
Who
the king.
And who are you going to vote for?
I want that. I want
the cutest
that.
Kid in America.
Yes.
Oh man.
That
so
is
good.
Another ringtone.
Oh wait, that's the wrong one. Let me play this one.
Who's running for president?
Obama.
And who else?
The king.
And who are you gonna vote for?
Nice.
Smart kid.
Yeah.
Smart
there
kid.
You go.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Terrible. Do you got anything else on it? Like,
well, I have George Takei and William Shatner on the air having a fight, if that's
what?
At all interesting.
Well,
or not. Or I have the As the Crow Flies from
That one is really good.
So
oh, before I forget, again, happy birthday to Sky. Happy 31st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And T-Wex. T-Rex.
Happy birthday.
Dude.
T-Rex trumped us all.
Talk about that,
he
dude.
Is a genius. He brought like a
genius
trash can
or
and
psycho.
Like, turned it upside down
Sweet
and put a tablecloth yeah. on there. Got some Martinellis, some candles, a rose, and gave her what she likes on her birthday. A beautiful toast. It was
I'm
so
drunk.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's do the Takai and Shatner before we go.
All right, here we go.
For the record, good. I did invite William Shatner to my wedding.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you've been saying.
I walked right outside in my front yard and said, oh, Bill.
Wait, in your front yard?
You're invited to my wedding. And he never responded.
Oh, okay. Sean was so pissed.
Yeah, well, Shatner was saying some not cool things about you, Takai. He was saying that you hold some sort of grudge against him, that he feels bad over the whole thing. He feels sorry for you because there's obviously some psychosis there.
Oh. Bill is a bedwetter.
Oh. Don't start getting into a he said, you said thing. Yeah.
I never told anyone, but it's something that he shared with me in confidence.
Well, then why are you telling
Then why are you saying
everyone?
It now?
I figure now's the time.
Is it just because he said things about you? Is that why? Or is this out of hurt?
That and the fact that he's a bedwetter.
Okay. Two of those
that is not true.
It is true.
Oh, yeah.
Bill.
Yes. Oh, no.
Bill.
Oh,
face.
Spot on.
Yeah.
How dare you, Bill?
Sulu.
His name's not Sulu. It's George Takei.
So good. Oh man. And for all these clips, you can get what's up, Danny.
Oh no, keep going. Sorry.
I was going to say for all these clips and more, you can pick up the daily audio at pewinsight.com.
Correct.
Podcasts of all this fun stuff on iTunes. Just type in the Mikey Show and they're all free. Or go to mikeyshow.com. It's awesome.
As the crow flies, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Basic, you know? So what did you have to say, Danny?
How crazy was Friday? Dude, Mike spent like an hour and a half with this dude in his relationship.
Oh, no, I told you. I already said in the forums we're not spending a minute on that.
Are you
on
serious?
The podcast.
Why?
Hell no. That's an hour and a half of my life I won't get back.
You didn't like that?
I hated every second of it.
It was okay until we found out he was crazy.
Oh, okay.
I tried to call Zeth to like throw in my two cents in the conversation that the two
That's
of these people
pissed.
Should run away.
You didn't get through?
No. Zeth's like, dude, they're not taking any calls. I'm like, really? I go, Seth, make this stop. Seth goes, I can't. He's like, I'm falling asleep.
What's
right
wrong?
Now. So
what was wrong
boring.
With it?
It's so boring and stupid. And I wanted to hear about other people's weekend worries, quite honestly. Mm. Not some idiot trying to get some girl that he cheated on
Thank
to
you.
Give her a promise ring. Are you
I
kidding me?
I was all about her going out with the firefighter. I was like, dude, ditch that. Like,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah. But I'm not spending another minute of that on this podcast. I did not want to hear any of
Danny,
that.
Danny, I'm with you on that. It was, like, interesting. And then
it
I
was
got,
totally interesting.
And I got into it. But I think it. We got to admit, it went a little long.
Oh, it went super long.
Yeah.
I was, like, checking my watch. But still,
it took
I'm like,
three breaks.
Danny's breaks. Like, check breaks. In for the next episode of Weekend Worries with this dude and his chick Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of people
but that's
in the
so
forum.
Mike. That is so Mike trying to like fix
it's
everyone.
True, but in the forums a lot of people are like, I have turned off the show and am now listening to
no
music.
Way,
I'll
really?
Check back in to see when this is over. Yes.
Dude, why?
It was interesting at first, but it went too long.
Oh,
it went
dude.
Way
yeah,
too long.
True.
A bunch of people were like, get over it. I want to hear about other people's like weird
Oh, I loved
worries.
It, dude. That was the best.
You would. Oh.
Yeah.
Because Danny likes to fix everybody.
Dude was psycho. Not only
Danny
Dude was psycho. Dude.
I'm going to fix you.
I'm like, he's like creeping in her window and stuff.
Oh, that poor girl. I feel so
I
bad
I know, dude.
That was like at half an hour of her life that she could never
yeah,
get back either.
Well,
but
she's
I think
dumb
she's
too.
Dumb.
She's
like, oh,
stupid.
Well, I'm so close to his sister. If
yeah.
you break up with somebody,
no.
I say
you're done.
No,
you just
you're
don't
done,
go and hang out with the
it's
family.
It's like the girl that hangs out with like the mom of the boyfriend afterwards. You know?
Yeah,
I could never go hang out with Ronnie's sister. God
yeah.
forbid if we ever like broke
exactly.
up. You know, like
it's
I because
like,
I would associate
it.
Her with him.
Yeah,
so it would make me sad.
Yeah, yeah.
So. You know,
some people like need that though. I don't know.
And plus, what's it puts idiot? You in like a weird the sister in a weird position
oh,
too.
Oh, totally.
Like Ronnie could go and be like, "Oh, so what'd you guys talk about? You talk about me?" Like,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So yeah, I found that fascinating. But you guys are right. It did go long.
It went long.
It went way too long.
Come on, Mike.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
I
it.
Even wrote in the forums that I was not giving a minute of talking about it to this podcast.
Oh,
well,
we've
this
given
week.
Like three.
Oh, well, I want those 3 minutes back.
Danny, one point, Danny.
Yeah.
You're a winner. Team Fair loses again.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sucker.
Sucker.
When does Team Fair ever win? Like, never.
Yeah, no kidding. Never.
Never.
Arborist.
Well, I'm so glad we got together to talk about all this stuff this week.
This is a good one today, guys.
This is specimen balls.
And then, so we're planning this, like, one-year thing, and, like,
no, any individual people
the original idea was roller skating. What?
Yeah, go ahead, Danny.
I have a quick story once you're done.
But we, like, have not talked to AO, so if anyone has any ideas...
Karaoke.
Like Dave and Buster's, maybe karaoke.
Oh, Dave and Buster's. That's where the first get together was.
Yes, I don't think.
We don't want
to. This time of year, it was so crazy and crowded. Oh, it was hard for people to talk.
Yeah. It's so, like we want something like bowling where like we can all interact together.
Yeah.
And like stay in like one area without like.
Check it out. Here's what I'll do, Pima and Danny.
What?
I would like go ahead and just put up a poll to see if people would want to go bowling or to K1 Speed or karaoke.
K1 Speed.
Or whatever. But we have to be mindful. Not all these people who want to come are in the North County, okay?
And K1 Speed's expensive.
And the holidays are coming up. Yeah, it was like $25.
Oh, you mean you mean pay one speed? I like it.
Yes, but the holidays are coming up, and K1 is kind of expensive.
Okay.
But I'll put up a poll and see what the people on the site
you
want
do
to
that.
Do.
You,
I'll do
you're
it.
You're my publicist.
I'm the P1 events planner, so yeah. Use me away.
All right.
And he just had one clip. little story to tell us before we go.
So you guys, real quick, this is the most random thing ever. Okay. So
I'm pregnant.
No.
With Space Boys Baby.
I am. Well, don't you guys I know?
I'm a very fertile man.
We are having a surrogate space baby. A hybrid space baby. Yeah.
Go green.
He's got four
this
arms.
This child will be perfect in every way.
So?
Anyways, okay, so randomest thing ever. So Ronnie called in a sushi order for us, right? Because we're going to go hang out with some friends.
Nice.
And he had the lady on speakerphone, and we know this lady. She's like the owner's wife.
Uh-huh.
She's super cute. And he's like, okay, I'd like a caterpillar roll. And she went, and then?
Nice.
And I'm sitting there trying not to laugh, right? Because I don't want it. And Ronnie's like, okay. And then an order of tempura vegetables. Okay, and then?
Oh, no.
And then, okay. And then Ronnie's like losing his concentration because I'm like, holy crap, they actually do that. Like, I thought that was just like a joke. But she kept going, and then? And then
we need to so get that.
And then?
We need to get that number and call her on the podcast. And then?
Oh, my God, dude. It was so hysterical.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had to share that because.
Pee.
That's it. That's the peach moment of the
Very
day.
Very nice. Well, thanks for sharing with us, girlfriend.
No problem.
We have gone long tonight, but hey, we haven't been on for a while.
Worth every second.
I love every single one of you. It's been a great week. Another week of the Mikey Show coming up fresh and coming at you. And I cannot wait for Thanksgiving.
Yams.
The only thing I like is pumpkin pie.
The stars
you got some in your
shine.
Fridge right now.
Not anymore.
No, dude, there's two slices.
Not anymore.
I thought about it.
I'm dying of thirst. All right. Well, you guys, we got to go.
No.
It's the end of the show. Don't cry. It's going to be okay.
All right.
But we promise, in 2 weeks, we're going to try a game that doesn't fail.
Yeah. Space Boy will be doing the game from now on?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you know what? Next week, because I've been seeing it.
Strings game? Yeah, I know. I'm smart. I know.
Yeah, and how about you pick some, like, relevant popular culture music,
oh,
okay?
God, don't start.
Not again. Okay.
Friends.
All right.
Friends.
Time to wrap it up. We're all done. Stop breathing in the microphone.
Friends at Danny's house. Friends at Danny's house.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Because you said friends at Danny's house.
Oh, okay.
Porches in Danny's house.
It's like, shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Exactly. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Go Chargers! Woo!
London, son.
London, baby. And
we'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll be getting back with you in 2 weeks or so. Maybe Sanjaya will be here. Maybe he won't. I don't even know. Have a great week. We love you. We're out.
Bye.
Kangaroo.
I want to be Seacrest.
Bye.